This is Free Talk Live. It is the third hour of the program that we are launching into here, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
The Sickle CAI toll-free line for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is, again, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the show. We take your calls about anything, if you make them, and we will start your this hour with your calls. Let's go to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
A couple things. First thing I want to talk to is yesterday you guys were talking about Bigfoot.
Yeah, Mark's a believer, Kevin.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the Anishinaabe people?
No.
The Anishinaabe people were the early Native Americans or early Americans that went from the East Coast up into Canada, down towards New York, all the way across to the Mississippi River and up into Canada.
Okay.
They were called the Anishinaabe in their language, or the Algonquian language classification.
I've heard that word.
Okay. Well, we have the legend of Bigfoot. And it wasn't called Bigfoot, and I was trying to look up the actual Ojibwe word.
Anything like Sasquatch?
It's not Sasquatch. That's we have our own word for it, and I couldn't find it because I am Native American.
That's okay. It's just trivia, but go ahead.
But the reason why I brought this up is that the Anishinaabe people, and a lot of people don't know this, were smelting and using copper for over 10,000 years. And this is, if you look into Michigan and Wisconsin, you can find these ancient copper mines. There's also allegations that I can't recall to substantiate it, that some of this copper was also found in Egypt, that they tested it with the copper there and the copper from the copper mines in the Minnesota. Well,
you're saying the Indians shipped their copper to Egypt?
No, they were... Well, it's allegations that the Egyptians actually came here to early America thousands and thousands of years ago, even before Columbus knew of the so-called Indian Passage. But I just wanted
to... They sailed across the entire ocean?
Thor Heldedar proved it could be done.
Well, if you were to go to the tip of Africa and you were to just jump in a big enough yacht and... The actual current, you know, the same pathways that the hurricanes come from,
mm-hmm.
they follow the tip of Africa, and I can't remember what the Gulf Stream is, but it comes all the way across, and it brings you right into the Caribbean.
All right, so what's the point, Kevin?
Well, the point I'm bringing is I just want to validate with Mark that I, too, am a believer, because our ancestors talk about them, and the Bigfoot people were called the protectors of the wilderness. They were known to help people that were lost in the woods. They were also known to guard over the areas of where the, and I hate the word sacred, but very useful herbs were used for traditional medicines and stuff. But there's many stories of the Bigfoot character and stuff.
You know, I don't deny that there could possibly be some sort of woodland creature that has not yet been discovered. It just seems like it'd be relatively easy to discover a woodland creature that is the size of a human being, and yet no one has really ever been able to come up with any real persuasive evidence. Toby,
there's a professor in Idaho that has plenty of persuasive evidence.
There's plenty of crackpots out there, Mark. Toby, what's your how do you feel about the issue of Bigfoot?
It's a nice story.
Well, I mean,
you know, there was one spotted in Chester County in 2004.
Yeah.
Right here in Chester County.
There's a lot of people on drugs in Chester County.
But what do they do in the wintertime?
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
It was really cold out last night. I think it got down to 2 degrees here. Where do you shelter?
I'm up in Moorhead, Minnesota. We're about 2.5 hours from the Canadian border.
Yeah, where do they go in the wintertime? Do they migrate south like birds?
I mean, actually, that I couldn't tell you whatsoever. It's just that, you know, if I was a somewhat intelligent creature and I knew the commonalities of what the so-called humane beings do to things, would you want to be captured?
Good point, Kevin. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Didn't the guy who supposedly created Bigfoot come out on his deathbed and say that it was all a big joke?
That was Loch Ness. That was the Loch Ness Monster.
I thought there was one about Bigfoot, too. I watched it on TV years ago.
There are too many people that claim Bigfoot's real. Loch Ness is all in one place, so no one else can claim that they see Loch Ness in, you know, Lake Erie, for instance. But, you know,
there are sightings of Bigfoot all over America, including down in the Florida Everglades, where they call it a skunk ape.
I guess you could claim that if you're covered in hair, you're essentially a furry animal, and so therefore maybe the cold weather wouldn't be a big deal.
I guess anything's possible, but I haven't seen a shred of proof yet that's going to convince me.
Maybe you're just not looking hard enough, Toby. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean,
I'm not looking hard enough. It's true.
I can be convinced. I can.
Suppose if I had enough time on my hands, I could go through a whole shred of evidence that might convince me. But as of right now, it's not really worth my time.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I'm
not saying that it doesn't occupy every waking moment.
You're not posting on a bulletin board about the Bigfoot marker.
No, I'm just saying that it makes perfectly good sense. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of credible people out there that have seen the...
It's worldwide, though. I mean, they have the Yeti, which is essentially the... I guess that's how he survives. I mean, the Yeti is in Tibet, up in the mountains, and supposedly...
Yeah.
Survives there.
Now, Mark, you've got your
insulating layer of blubber.
You bought like 11 acres of property recently out in the middle of nowhere. And so are you planning on maybe taking a few weekend excursions and hunting around looking for tracks?
Bigfoot tracks?
Yeah.
I've already seen them. There were some tracks that I really couldn't identify them.
Moose.
Right across the room.
They're moose.
Could have been or bears.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to one of the locals here in Cheshire County, and they were talking about Florida and how awful it is because alligators roam free and are going to chew your leg off if you don't keep your eye out. And as scared as people up north are of alligators, this is how I feel about moose.
Yeah, I'd actually rather face off with an alligator than a moose.
You're not facing off with an alligator.
You're running away from him.
He's sleeping. He's not going to do anything to you.
Moose during mating season are very dangerous and aggressive, so yeah, beware.
1-800-259-9231. All right, let's talk welfare. The story is from the Associated Press, and if you are in the world of television or you're a television viewer, you probably have gotten you've gotten word about this little offer on the part of the government using your taxpayer dollars. Millions of $40 government coupons became available last month to help low-tech television owners buy special converter boxes for old televisions that might not work after the switch to digital broadcasting. Beginning February 18, 2009, anyone who does not own a digital set and still gets their programming via over-the-air antennas will no longer receive a picture. That's the day the television industry completes its transition from old-style analog broadcasting to digital broadcasting. The converter boxes are expected to cost between $50 and $70 and will be available at most major electronics retail stores. Starting last month, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration will begin accepting requests for two $40 coupons per household to be used toward the purchase of the boxes. I remember a long time ago, my dad was talking to, back when my dad was more liberty-oriented than he is today, my dad was talking to some guy and about, you know, where is your line in the sand? He was asking this guy, this government is getting so big, so intrusive. What is it going to take for the average American to finally say, that's it. I've had enough of this. And the guy came back and he said, you know, they took away my TV. And that's what they're about to do. But they found a way around upsetting so many people. But that's what they're about to do. All the people with over-the-air television, which aren't very many.
You can't be too many. I mean, maybe.
Well, the cable's got 70% penetration.
Well, DirecTV and Dish Television or whatever it's called.
Yeah, they probably snagged a bunch of that 30%, sure.
I know that when you guys were first talking about this, when the news first broke, you guys were citing numbers around 13% households would be affected by this.
Is that right? Good memory, Toby, because I believe it was
somewhere around there.
It baffles me. But those people that have Dish Networks and that kind of thing often get their local news
from over the air.
Yeah, right. From over the air. And I don't know how people use it. You've got to be in a pretty urban area to be able to use rabbit ears and get anything.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about this welfare program. $40 coupons being offered to every single American by the federal government, and you're paying for it. The TV switchover is coming next year. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just go and download it for free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Don't beg. Don't fight, and don't depend on democracy. The only way to get your liberty is to build it for yourself. Read Freedom Engineering, an anarcho-capitalist adventure series at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. 1-800-259-9231, talking about the government welfare program that all Americans who have a over-the-air television set will qualify to receive if they ask for it. This from the Associated Press. According to them, starting, let's see, yeah, I guess it's right now, starting last month, people at the bureaucrats at the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, did you even know that one existed? I never even heard of them before.
You did? I have heard. I've heard of them before, yes.
Huh. I mean, I've heard of the FCC, but never that one. Anyway, they're accepting requests for up to two $40 coupons per household to be used toward the purchase of converter boxes, which will essentially, the purpose of the box is that if you've got an old TV that's not compatible with the new digital system that's coming in next year, you hook this box up and it converts, it down converts the signal to the old compatibility format, basically. And so apparently people can request the coupon by calling some government line or going to their website. Congress, in ordering the transition to digital broadcasting, set aside $1.5 billion taxpayer dollars for the coupon program, which will fund 33.5 million coupons and other costs.
Wow.
Now, I hate taxes. Well, probably not quite as much as Ian, probably more around Mark, but I mean, even if we're going to have taxes, why are we spending it on this? Are we? Are all the other problems in America solved that even someone who agrees with paying taxes says we need to put over $1 billion towards America keeping their TVs on? And this is a problem that the government created to begin with.
Isn't this insane, Toby? I mean, it's crazy.
It makes me wonder what kind of a country we live in.
Right, because now my taxes are going to pay for this.
Yep.
For this. And now I am clearly obligated to provide the next guy with television programming. That's wrong.
I think people should be watching less TV, maybe more Free Minds TV, but less regular TV.
That's why, Toby, by the way, I haven't mentioned that yet tonight. Toby is the host of Free Minds TV, which you can see online, on demand, at freemindstv.com. So go there and check that out when you get a chance. But you guys are absolutely onto something here. It really makes you wonder, why is it that the government considers this so important? You know, the idea that people have to have their TVs in America, we can't... Oh, my goodness, if people don't get these coupons, they won't be able to have television, and then people might start, thinking for themselves for the first time?
Maybe reading books?
Whoa, we can't have Americans doing that. You guys are supposed to be dumbed down. Keep watching TV, America.
It's like the bad parent substituting the TV as a babysitter, and it's essentially what the government seems to be doing. It's the babysitter for the masses.
And that's how I feel about it. Yep.
I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with the conclusion you've
drawn. What's the motivation then, Mark?
Well, because they forced the manufacturers to change their go to HD by such and such time. So they forced them.
That's true.
Therefore, the government's we forced people to change their televisions, and
so now we're going to force everybody to pay for everybody that has an over-the-air television set.
No, they're saying, we should pay for it. The government should give them money. We're the government, and we forced everybody, so we should give them money. And it's our money. They don't really think of it as the taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
Why should they?
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but I think it has to do with what Toby's saying, in that they believe that television is so important. I mean, we're talking about a $50 box here. This isn't a huge expenditure, and you have to remember that the people that that you're dealing with that watch a lot of television, many poor people that watch a lot of television have more than one TV in their home. I used to know some not so wealthy people that had a huge widescreen or big screen TV when they were they're spending all their money on beer and cigarettes, and they've got this big screen TV but nothing else really to show for their lives. Mm. So it's not like these poor people have any trouble buying television sets. In which case, it wouldn't be a big deal for them to go out and drop $50. If television is so important to them, it wouldn't be a big deal for them to go out and drop $50 on one of these converter boxes. But no, they have to be subsidized by the government because the government's got to take care of your TV watching habit.
It would also be very interesting to look at some of the behind-the-scenes dealings that were done with the companies that will be releasing these, because someone's palms are being greased for this. I mean, $1 billion worth of contracts coming from the government? Someone's making a pretty penny off this.
Here's how the system works. It does work under the honor system, so they say. The first 22 million coupons, they're going to have 33.5 of them, by the way. 22 million of them will go to all households that request them. That includes a residence that gets cable service for one television but has a spare TV that still uses an antenna, for example. The rest of the coupons, however, are meant only for those who do not subscribe to a paid television service, which I presume means they're going to somehow verify that. The Nielsen company estimates that 14.3 million households, here's your number, Toby, 13% of the 112 million total television households in the nation rely on over-the-air television broadcasts for programming. So that's a significant number of people. Tony Wilhelm, director of consumer education for the bureaucracy, says the agency expects to have enough coupons to satisfy demand. We think the high number, listen to them try to estimate this, we think the high number will be 26 million, low end is 10 million. Members of Congress have criticized both the NTIA and the FCC for their work on the transition to digital television. In November, the Government Accountability Office, Congress's investigative arm, released a report that concluded there is no comprehensive plan for the transition. Most of the concern rests with public education campaigns. While Congress allocated $1.5 billion for the coupon program, only $5 million was for education. The Association for Public Television Stations reported in September that 51% of participants surveyed were unaware that the transition was taking place. So they spent $1.5 billion on printing out these coupons and setting up a program to distribute them. But what they're saying here is that there's
nobody even knows there is a program.
Right. People are not aware unless they happen to read news articles like this, or maybe the, presumably the news broadcasters, the local channels, will put some sort of PSA on the air about this to alert their viewers. Because obviously they don't want to lose their viewers, right? So, but right now, as of this point, people just don't know about it. Since then, the broadcast industry has announced a voluntary public education campaign. The FCC is circulating a plan among the commissioners that would make a public education effort by broadcasters mandatory. So apparently it wasn't good enough that the TV stations are out there telling people about it voluntarily. Now the FCC wants to twist their arm to force them to use their on-air inventory, the place where they normally would play a commercial or a PSA, to inform their viewers about the coming change. Congress ordered the transition to make use of the more publicly owned airways. And by the way, they don't mention this in the story, but as I recall, the original transition was supposed to happen by 2006. So it has already been put off by 3 years.
That's quite typical of a government
program.
Yes,
it is.
Nothing unusual there.
January 24th, this is next year, the FCC, or maybe this year, the FCC will auction off the spectrum currently being used for analog television. That portion of the airwaves will be sold to wireless providers and is expected to bring in as much as $15 billion. And it's all going to be given to children's charities. Oh, no, I lied about that last part. It's going to the FCC.
They'll make more rules and more laws.
Right. They'll just pocket it and use it to expand their bureaucracy. 800-259-9231. What do you think the motivation is for these TV vouchers? Do we want to keep Americans addicted? Is that what's going on here? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, haptic foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their website, ours is free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners. You can talk about all kinds of things, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
March 12th through the 15th is the 56th annual running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. It's presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will be battling for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. It's March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. SebringRaceway.com.
Back to your phone calls. Let's talk to William in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I really appreciate
what you're saying about the digital TV situation. To me, as a concerned listener, I feel like it's a standard dump truck procedure. You know, like with the cell phones, except if you have any problems, write to customer service, and there's no person that will pick up on the complaint or the request. It's simply dumped into a general fund, a general file. And I think that, of course, freedom requires eternal vigilance. You know, that's something we need to really be aware of. And it's too easy to sit back and say, oh, well, you know, which so many people are doing. But I really feel that our communications industry is basically very, very controlled.
Absolutely compromised. I mean, they're essentially puppets of the state. There was a story recently that said that I guess the federal government has been looking to exempt the telcos from felony charges for breaking the law when it came to spying on Americans. They've exempted the telephone companies from possible prosecution on that.
Yes, I understand. This is going to be really murky. Can I mention another different subject for a moment, please?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
It's in regard to the POWs. There's a book called Soldiers of Misfortune. It's endorsed by U.S. General Westmoreland, who was chief of all military forces in Vietnam, who passed away recently. But he states, he endorses this book, and he states that every American needs to read the book. Every school, if the book.
Why? Why should people read that book? I mean, there's so many books out there to read.
Well, because it documents how over 25,000 American soldiers were kidnapped by the Russians after World War II.
You're the guy that believes that they were all taken to an island, right?
Well, they're not only on a super secret island, but they're also in a prison. There's a prison called Gask, spelled G-A-Y-S-K.
So you're telling me that they captured these people decades ago, and they're still there? That they're being the taxpayer dollars from those countries are going to keep these people alive? Why would they do that?
Yes. Well, the basic reason is that after World War II, Russia said we want all the Russian traitors back. You know, during World War II, we were capturing German soldiers, and quite often we were capturing Russian turncoats with the German soldiers. So when the World War II was over, Russia said we want back all these traitors. And because of the barbaric way Russians treated traitors, we refused to do that. So then Russia turned around and started, when they instead of liberating an American POW camp, it was German-controlled.
Hold on, I thought this was Vietnam. You're saying this was back in World War II when they took these prisoners?
Well this is actually a start. You know, this is where this started from. And then during the Korean conflict and when the development by Russia, the atomic bomb in 1954, you know, the Cold War was full force, and our U.S. Intelligence knew about many thousands of American soldiers who are alive and who are kept in our Soviet, Ukraine, etc., prisons, you know, throughout those areas.
So I thought you had told us before that this was just on one island. You're saying there are several prisons around the world where Americans, you believe, are still being held?
Yes, well, there are many, many prisons, over 500 hard labor camps in Russia alone.
And aren't we on better terms? The government, isn't the U.S. government on better terms with the Russian government now? You're saying they're still keeping prisoners?
Yeah, see what they're doing. They'd like to be on better terms. It's called, you know, going to a detente, you know, detente. And that means that, you know, we like to have, you know, better trading, getting better relations. But it also means that if the American people who have lost their loved ones during the wars find out about what's happening, there's going to be uncontrolled ruckus. You know, you're going to have lives of their banging on prison gates. And
So hold on a second. Who's in these Russian prisons?
Thousands of American soldiers.
From what war? From what conflict?
Well, from World War II, Korea.
From World War II?
They're getting old.
Those guys are like 80 years old. I mean, eventually this is a problem that's going to solve itself, right?
Well, you know, people have said that before, but in our church, for example, I belong to an Anglican church in Tampa, Florida.
Anglican?
And there are probably six or seven World War II vets who are quite active. You know, they're in Bible classes. They bounce around, you know, because they're happy. And they're very capable men, you know, even from World War II.
Not for hard labor, though.
Being used for hard labor? I missed that claim.
There was somewhere in there he said that.
Well, there's quite a story, but, you know, for real...
It is quite a story, sir. I will agree with that.
Yeah, there's the U.S. Ambassador, John J. Miller, at large. That means he's in charge of all the ambassadors here in the U.S. He's a director. If you'd like to contact him...
What do you think's going to happen here? I mean, what do you expect to occur? I mean, if enough people read this book you're talking about and come to believe what you believe, that there is this large, you know, several thousand, in your words, POWs still out there from World War II, if enough people come to believe that, what do you expect will occur, sir?
Well, there's something we have in this country called strategic analysis, which is over all the controls. That means there's no gut feelings, there's no emotions. And when our U.S. generals and military people look at 301 million Americans compared to 30,000 captured Americans in communist countries, they feel there's no rescue possible. And so that means that they don't know them, they don't acknowledge them. Because, again, if the American people ever found out, you know, their loved ones, they go storming over there and cause an international, probably a trigger a third world war. That's where a strategic analysis, you know, is holding everybody up. That's what's happening.
But so wait, what do you expect to happen? Do you expect Americans are going to get outraged and then the government's going to go and, like, raid these prisons? Is that the idea?
Well, not really, because I read a case of a U.S. Marine. His name was Wells. He was brought up from one of these coal pits in Russia. He was taken to a Russian hospital, according to the transcripts I read. And when he was in bed, he was dying because of lung congestion. But some Soviet soldiers on two different parts of the hospital wing came in to see what an American U.S. Marine looked like. And he couldn't talk, but apparently, according to what I've read, nurses, etc., he took his hands up in the air and he started rocking back and forth, you know, like he was a father.
So like he was what?
He was making the rocking motion like he had children, he had babies.
Okay,
you know,
rocking a baby, gotcha.
So then the nurses and doctors and soldiers and they broke the ice. They were fathers, they had children, etc. And so according to all the people there, they became very joyous. That was the reaction.
I'm having trouble understanding you at this point. I got to let you go, dude. But thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Very difficult. He's not the best advocate for his case.
He's called in before, I believe.
He's called once, at least
friends
once
with
before.
Paula, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
I thought
you had some good questions for him last time off the air, and you thought up, Mark, and I'm surprised you didn't throw them at him.
You didn't remember him calling either, and I don't remember it's been so long.
I remember the call. Yeah, I remember him immediately after he started bringing up that book.
Well, there's been a few people who have alleged such allegations on the show before. I know that some of them in the past have said that they're being quarantined because they're diseased, so they can't bring them back here.
But it just
seems
so unlikely to me. I mean, to maintain these guys over a period of time.
Since World War II?
Bullets are cheap.
Yeah. Like, why would they be maintaining them? What, for one reason or the other, like you said, bullets are cheap.
I mean, I don't know how many of these guys there are, but what are they, hard labor, turning big rocks into little rocks? Bulldozers are a lot cheaper than they used to be.
My grandfather was in World War II, and he's not doing any hard labor right now. He's an old man.
Just a bizarre call. I mean, I guess you could claim they're trying to use them as leverage over the government, but as that guy was saying, the government doesn't care about its own. I mean, the government doesn't care about these guys, so there's no real benefit to these countries to keep these guys alive. So I think it's kind of a ludicrous position. 1-800-259-9231, but he believes something will happen, I guess, though he wouldn't really even answer that question.
It's Free Talk Live.
What would happen if a bunch of people found out that there were still POWs from World War II? What can you do about that? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty and crazy crackpot callers as fast as possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, AMP-only shrine, and some other fun stuff that's only available to the amplifiers. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, I'm all for advocates for our military vets. I want people to be looking out for them because, well, the government's going to crap on them any opportunity they get, it seems.
You made a great point, though, during the break, Mark, about the claim that last caller was making. He was saying that they've got these guys, they've had them since World War II, over in secret prisons around the world, or maybe they're not so secret, I don't know. But they're allegedly holding all these dudes, and they're caring for them and feeding them and making them work. And you said that bullets are cheaper, right?
I thought I said that on air.
I don't recall you saying that on air.
Okay, yeah. It's cheaper to buy a bullet than it is to pay, than to feed a guy one day.
Right, because if they're not effective leverage over the U.S. government, and they're not, and as far as that from what that guy has to say, they've forgotten about them.
Right.
The U.S. government doesn't care about them.
And it would sully the reputation of any country that, if Russia or China or Vietnam, you pick your country that we've been at war with or sort of dark wars with. And if they were to say, well, we're going to give you your troops back. We've got these 100 guys. We've got these 37 guys that are left alive, and we're going to give them back to you. That'd look awful for them in the international
Except
press.
He claimed it was like 20,000 guys.
Right. So it's a lot easier to have those guys dig holes and shoot them and let them drop into those holes.
Yeah.
And then somebody else can fill them in.
So it just doesn't make logical sense.
It doesn't, no.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Bring up anything. Let's go to JC in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with the Toby and Mark. Hello, JC.
Libertations, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Give a man a bullet?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I had a great witty saying, and it just left me.
That's right.
That. But I have to say, you were talking a couple of shows back, or maybe last show, about how people should maybe give up their comfort on the beach and leave their sunny Florida, bear with a little cold in New Hampshire and join the Free State Project. And
if they love liberty, that is what I said. If they really want a chance at liberty in their lifetime, I believe wholeheartedly that the Free State Project is the best chance at that. So, yes.
Yeah, and I was at the risk of being annoying to you here, Ian. I was hoping that you would say the word, but you didn't, because it sounded like you were talking about that we should make a sacrifice for a higher purpose. You know, because sacrifice means to make secret originally, to forego or destroy something for a higher cause or a higher purpose.
You got to forgive Ian. He's recently read a book, and it's rare for him to do so. And in that book, it said, well, sacrifice is not true,
in your
or something like that. Yeah, whatever. And
exactly.
You know, he was sort of working with that terminology and seeing if it worked for him. And you've just schooled him.
Well, you know what? It's I guess the Tannehills Hills didn't invent the word, but it is a sacrifice. It is putting something aside. You know, my comfort on the beach for a greater purpose. And I do urge to make that sacrifice, and it is in their self-interest, because what they'll get in return, hopefully, is liberty.
Oh, well, then again, I think that
at least you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you did what you could for liberty.
I prefer the term investment at that point, because the idea is that you're going to get something in return down the line, which is the purpose of an investment, whereas a sacrifice is something where you're just giving up value with it with no expectation of return. So I think there is a slight difference there. Mm-hmm. It's important to point that out.
There is, and I guess both could work. But, you know, now that I've beaten the dead horse beyond recovery, maybe I'll start listening to the book again.
That would be The Market for Liberty. That's what you're referencing. It's an excellent book, and you can download it for free at book.freekeen.com, though I'm told that the website might be down for maintenance. So when it's back online, that website URL will work. And somebody told me they just Googled it. Apparently it's being hosted at several different places now, so if you Google The Market for Liberty audiobook, you might be able to find it elsewhere.
But back to the TVs, Ian. I'll tell you why the government wants to subsidize buying the new HD TVs. Because
why
people
that?
Are left in the dark for too long, they may discover Free Talk Live.
Ooh,
have a good
yeah.
evening, gentlemen.
That's it. They've got us in mind. Thanks, JC. 800-259-9231. I think we're probably on some government agents' radar, but not the whole government.
You don't think that George Bush has been given that little clip from Free Talk Live of us railing against him?
Doubtful.
He has so many to listen to. I mean,
I think they did a story on George Bush's iPod once, and it told you what was on his iPod, and it was, you know, like the Beatles or something like that.
That's what I'd say that was on my iPod if I was George Bush.
1-800-259-9231. Got an email from Josh, who was on the line with us earlier. He says, got cut off before I could ask one of my questions. He says, hey, I called in about the personal information for sale on the internet. I kind of got cut off before I could ask the question my anxious ramble was introducing. I'm sure you understand the sudden uncontrollable anxiety associated with realizing that X amount of people will hear any stutter or inarticulate diatribe that comes from your mouth. But of course, that's okay, because they don't know who you are, Josh. You're just Josh in New Hampshire, and it's all right. Don't worry about it. It's just radio. Anyway, a couple of questions, he says. First, how is, we're talking about, he called it about privacy earlier and how all these different companies have managed to acquire his information. And it was disturbing to him. He says, firstly, how is it not a violation of one's right to privacy? And we did touch briefly on that in the second segment after we'd gotten off the line with Josh, and that was that you don't have a right to privacy. You don't. You have the right to buy things to protect your privacy. You have the right to spend time and effort and money trying to insulate yourself from people being able to know things about you and find things out about you.
I think you have a right to protect yourself from, you know, government intrusion.
Yeah.
And really, rights are about government interaction.
Well, yeah, I think of right to privacy from the government. I mean, nothing else. But the government doesn't have a right to intrude on my personal life whatsoever.
And I think it's great that you made that point, Toby, because I think a lot of people misunderstand when it comes to rights. They believe that, or at least the rights that are outlined in the Constitution, that are outlined in the Bill of Rights, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the right to life or liberty or the pursuit of happiness. So I'm talking about the ones in the Constitution. The right to bear arms. you may not have the right to bear arms if you're in my house, though I would actually allow you to bear arms. But I could, as the property owner, say, I don't want guns in my house. Same thing. You don't have the right to free speech when you're in my house.
Right.
If I don't want you yelling the F word at the top of your lungs over and over again, I'm going to tell you.
You can insult my wife, and I'm going to kick you out the door.
Right. I'm going to tell you it's time you're going to have to leave, because rights, the rights that the government outlined in the Bill of Rights only have to do with your interactions with the government. The government, again, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are a set of instructions for the government to follow. Now, we all know they don't. But theoretically, it's a set of instructions for the government to follow in order to be the best darn government on the face of the earth, right? Hey, our government's best. It doesn't infringe on our rights. Again, it does. But again, we're talking theory. So you have a right to free speech when it comes to the government. The government should not be able to silence you if you're on their government property, if there's public property involved. You should have the right to free speech. You should have the right to bear arms, to defend yourself and also defend yourself against a tyrannical government. That's the reason why the Second Amendment was put there. You should have a right to privacy when it comes to a government, because the more prying a government is, the more dangerous it can become. So there was reasons that the Founding Fathers put all this into the Constitution, and of course, it's just all been ignored. But you don't have those rights when it comes to private property, and it's something that people don't get, Toby, because when they're taught about rights in government school, mm-hmm. they're taught that these are just flat across the board. You have a right to free speech, which is why people get very upset when they're talking too loud in a crowded theater, for instance, and you know they're shushed. They get perturbed.
This is America, right to free speech.
Right, or they get perturbed when they call in a talk show like ours. And we do let people call in about anything, but many of them do not. Many talk shows do not allow that, and they'll get very perturbed. Well, hey, this is freedom of speech. I should have the freedom to speak. Well, no, sorry. This talk show is my property, and I can set whatever rules I want to. There aren't very many rules on Free Talk Live, but one of them is that you do have to be FCC-friendly so we can protect our radio station's licenses. You step outside of those boundaries, and you're done for.
Right, and you know the next rule is that although you'll get to say what you want to say initially, you have to continue to be interesting in order to stay on.
He finally wraps up his email with one other question. He says, he's asking about these information collecting services, these private ones. He says, do these services even belong in the marketplace? What kind of restrictions, if any, would you put on the type of services that would be available in the free marketplace? Well, a free marketplace means I wouldn't be putting restrictions on anything. And again, I think that it's up to you, as the individual who wants to retain their privacy, to go through whatever steps it takes to do that. Nobody owes you anything. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
We will return on tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.